Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Show Conference Call. What a phenomenal call we have lined up for you guys tonight. But before we get started,
this is where they tell you
housekeeping notes. We'd like to remind you guys to please hit the mute buttons on your phone. Hit star six or just physically look at your cell phone and hit the mute button so we can keep these lines as clear as possible. With the phenomenal trainings that we have for every week, I just want everybody to get the full benefit and value of these calls, and the only way to do that is if people can actually hear them. And so just going to reach out to all of you guys and just to make certain that your phones are muted, because when you're talking in the background and TVs are going and children are talking, it's really distracting, not only for the trainer themselves to keep their concentration, but it's really hard and difficult on us that want to better and further our Legal Shield businesses and careers by taking notes and such and so forth. So please, let's try to do a better job of keeping these lines as clear as possible. But right now, we've got a really, you know, our team event is coming up in April. You know, it's rapidly approaching. All the details are on our team website, moresuccessteam.com. In the month of February, you know, the rate to register is $99 a person. You register, you can link to the hotel, the Holiday Inn Select, our room block. We have special discounted room rates for the Holiday Inn there. You can click on that link and get your hotel room reserved as well as register for the event. At the end of this month, the registration fee will increase. So reach out to your team members. Encourage them to go to moresuccessteam.com to get registered for that for this event. It's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be amazing. But the month of January, we ran a special contest. It was a recruiting contest for the More Success Team, and there was two different categories. You know, there was a senior director and above director and above category, and then there was senior manager and below category, and you can, so wherever you're at in your Legal Shield business, that's the category you competed in. And it was just simply based off of recruiting, and then any ties were broken by your total personal membership sales. So we did those numbers, we did those calculations, and we were going to release the winners of that contest. But it's important, everyone on the call tonight, especially you guys that consider yourselves leaders, you need to reach out to your team members and encourage them. This is really important. If you're making noise or moving around right now, we can hear you, so please stop. But reach out. Go pull up your reports and look in your teams and who actually you know, grew their business in the month of January, who brought new team members aboard, who was doing the recruiting. And reach out to them and tell them that they, in order to receive the prizes, you know, and there's, you know, there's monetary prizes as well as tickets to the event and other things as well. But in order to be recognized and to be able to claim your winnings, you have to be registered for our team event in April. So with that being said, wow. With that being said, Papa, Stephanie and I talked to him this morning, and we were like, Papa, why don't we give these folks one more week, and we'll announce the winners of our contest next week. Because the numbers are finalized, but if you're not registered for our team event, you cannot, well, Papa said for the team event, you win the prize. Make sure that you encourage your team members to get registered for that event, you know, for our team event in April, moresuccessteam.com. So we're going to announce the winners of that contest next week. And, you know, in order to be recognized and receive your prize, receive the cash, cold hard cash money, you have to be registered for our team event. We're giving you guys an extra week. So by next Monday, you need to be registered, or we'll just bump you off the list and move the next person up, give them your money, and give them your recognition. So I really encourage you guys to reach out to your teams to make sure, you know, that they are registered for the team event. So with that being said, you know, we got the lineup for the team retreat. It's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be great training. We sit down working out the details. I know we're going to start the event on Thursday afternoon is when we're going to kick off with our breakout sessions. But Thursday morning from 10 to 12, we'll be doing tours, actually 10 to 1. We'll be doing tours of the home office. And if you want to meet some folks on the staff, try to get to the event a little early because we already have it set up for you guys to be able to do tours and things. We're going to jump right into the training. On Thursday night, we're going to have a fun team event. More details will be following that shortly in the upcoming weeks. I think you guys are really going to enjoy what we're going to do all together as a group on Thursday evening. And then Friday is training all day long from the best of the best on the More Success team and some special guest speakers that we'll be announcing a little bit later. But Friday night, we're going to have a special executive director and above dinner. So if you haven't, you know, you need to make ED this month in order to go to our ED and above dinner for our team event on Friday night. And then on Saturday, it's going to be another phenomenal day of training. And then Saturday night, we'll just tie everything together with our awards banquet and ceremony. We'll have that Saturday evening. So plan on staying through our team event through. Don't leave out until Sunday because it's going to be power packed, action packed. Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, and Saturday night. And so make plans on your travel arrangements to leave on Sunday. Of the team event. Can't wait to see so many of you guys at the leadership event in Dallas next month. Really excited about that. And right now, let's go ahead and go out to Duran Oklahoma, the Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, a six-figure income earner. But the most important thing to me, guys, is he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thank you very much. It is going to be a very exciting time at the team event. Hopefully everyone can make it. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I'm going to go back to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he's an original Millionaire Club member. He is a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner, and the Executive Vice President of Legal Shield. And that is none other than my dad, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Yes, I am, Randy. Can you hear me okay? Because I'm hearing a lot of echoing in the back.
Yes, you're fine.
Okay. You know, Randy, I'm always excited to talk about this young man that's coming up. One thing, he has a fantastic wife that does a tremendous job on her own, and she backs him, and they work as a team. But, you know, he's a $100,000 ring earner. He's out of the state of Utah. He was 23 years old, broke college student when he started Legal Shield, and he received a $100,000 ring the 23rd month he's in business when he was just 25 years old. What an amazing feat for all you people that's out there. I know there's some 20s and 25s and 30s. Listen to what the man has to say. Everybody can get something from it. During his first full year in the business, he was the number three recruiter in all of Legal Shield and the number one recruiter on the More Success team. He's also the networking vice president of Utah. He's a great team player, a fantastic trainer. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ryan Burns.
Hey, thank you so much, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Thank you, Ryan. We appreciate you taking your valuable time. And be sure and tell your wife hello for me.
Oh, hey, well, it's the same time I plug in here every single week on Monday night, 7 p.m. Mountain Time for us, and we appreciate it so much. I mean, I feel like I'm coming home, you know, plugging into these event, these calls. We run some accountability calls on the side, but this is where our team has really started to gain the rhythm of just plugging in each and every week and hearing different speakers. I'm humbled and I'm honored to have some time to share some thoughts and hopefully some tips that may be able to help the associates. But I just want to start off by talking just how grateful I am to be part of the Moore team. I think it's you know, starting your business, knowing where you come from, and knowing your story. You know, my story when I got started with Legal Shield, it started with a friend of mine who just you know, basically, you know, called me up and said, hey, Ryan, I got something I want you to look at. You may or may not be interested, but there's going to be some free food there. I told her to, you know, she should have started with free food because I wasn't interested in the rest of the stuff she was talking about. But I came and took a look at the information. I loved what I saw. But if you take the story back, you know, before she showed me the information, it boils down to, you know, Mr. Hall, who's now a Millionaire Club member, as many, many people know. He was the number, I believe, 102, 102nd Millionaire Club member in Legal Shield. And, you know, back 8 years ago, you know, just a few weeks before I got started, maybe about a month before I got started, he was at a car wash. And as he sat there at the car wash, he struck up a conversation with the gentleman who was, you know, helping him out there. And he exposed that person to the business. He gave them a third-party tool. Here's a Millionaire Club member whose team had marketed nearly 100,000 memberships, and you know, here he is handing a DVD, just handing a tool so that a tool could do the talking for him. And then, of course, you know, as they followed up, he professionally followed up and was able to get that person to come on board and help that person get excited about building their business, made a list, did a private business reception, and recruited the person who brought me on board. But if you take the story another step, you know, you had Mr. Hall, who had been in five network marketing home-based business companies and failed at them and lost thousands of dollars. Him and his wife had swore to each other they'd never try another company. And here their mother, his mother-in-law shows up basically to, you know, spend some time, I believe, over Thanksgiving. But as she left, she shared a 15-minute video with them, and they decided to sign up, and the rest is history with Mr. Hall. But the lady who signed up Mr. Hall was connected to Dr. Hughes. You know, that's Dr. Hughes' you know, mother-in-law. You know, so I mean, it's just interesting how you take the story further. And there was Chris Hughes sitting in his living room, you know, sharing a, you know, he made a list and he invited his brothers over. They watched the video. It's probably the same video that Mr. Hall watched in his home in Utah. I believe they were in Texas when they watched that video there, and there the Hughes brothers got started. And now we know the Hughes brothers is, you know, several of the brothers have become Millionaire Club members, six-figure ring earners. And you could take that story, you know, up to, you know, just all the way up to the Moore family. And I hope, I'd love to hear your guys' perspective of how that all started one day. But for me, it's just interesting because I think some of the best trainings are just to listen how, you know, these big organizations that we would love to have on our team. I mean, I would love to have the Hughes brothers in my team. You know, I think that would be amazing. But when you hear how they started at a pizza party, not a pizza party, but they actually invited them over to their house. They gave them pizza and watched the video and asked them what they liked best. When they started asking questions, Jeff Hughes didn't even know really how to sign them up. And, you know, I believe his answer was, I don't know how to get you in. I'm not in yet. And those stories are just inspiring to me because these are some of the biggest organizations. These are some of the coolest stories throughout Legal Shield. But it didn't start necessarily from this seasoned professional who knew exactly what to say and what to do in these scenarios. You know, it was, you know, in most, you know, these situations that I've shared, it was really just a tool that did the talking, and the tool piqued the interest. I mean, we piqued their interest to watch the tool, and I suppose if there's any skill that we need to gain in Legal Shield, especially as new associates, which I know there's a vast amount of people on this call who have been in the business for less than a year. Many of them have been in the business for less than 6 months, and maybe some people on this call have been in less than a month or less than a week, you know, And the great thing is if you can just learn to share the tools that are in place, you're using the same tools that leaders that have marketed hundreds of thousands of memberships in those organizations, they're using the same tools. And those tools are piquing interest to somebody for them to eventually want to get more information. And when they want to get more information, you know, it's not necessarily your job or my job to answer those questions. We could get them on the phone with a third-party person and learn how to just do a three-way call on your phone. You know, I've heard amazing three-way call trainings, but quite honestly, if all you said was, hey, that's a great question, I'm new enough to screw it up, I'm going to get you on the phone with somebody who can help. I mean, it really doesn't matter. You don't have to be a wordsmith to be, you know, a successful Legal Shield associate. I love how Harlan Stonecipher put it, and I've heard Mr. Moore Ken Moore, I've heard you say it. I've heard so many people in Legal Shield say it, that you don't really need to be good at Legal Shield. You just have to be busy, you know, and that's really what I want to kind of focus my training on is focus on recruiting, focus on team building. You know, anytime somebody gets recognition, what I think is very interesting when you see them from stage, it's almost hard to receive the recognition of all these six-figure ring earners and all these, you know, executive directors, platinums. When you go to one of these national conventions and you see it, you'll recognize the same challenge. It seems like almost everybody gets into when they're on stage is they almost don't want to accept the recognition, because the main ingredient of stardom is the rest of the team, is what John Wooden would say. You know, if it wasn't for the team, you know, we wouldn't be building these huge organizations. So I want to talk a little bit about building a team, building an organization, because my story, as Mr. Moore kind of went through a little bit of it, is I was that 23-year-old kid turning 24 pretty much, you know, a week or two after I saw Legal Shield for the first time. And I was the broke college student. I'd never worked a business before in my life. This was my very first go. I didn't come to the table with a lot of experience in the industry. I came to the table with some experience in other areas of my life, you know, but as you can imagine, as somebody who's just trying to get through college, I hadn't had an opportunity to you know, be going to businesses or to be recruiting, you know, in massive levels for other companies. I mean, I worked at the psych unit. My job was to check in and make sure the patients were safe and to spend time and hang out with them. You know, so I don't know that job necessarily prepared me for Legal Shield, but, you know, I can say my upbringing taught me that, you know, I'm not afraid of hard work. And, you know, I think if you join Legal Shield with a lottery mentality, it's probably not going to work out, you know, because I find that the most successful stories in Legal Shield that we all aspire to have, or that many of us aspire to have at least, you know, they have one common ingredient, and that was work. I heard it said this week, and I wish I could quote the right person or the right source, but you know, I heard that a lot of people, they miss out on opportunity, you know, in their lives because, you know, it usually is wearing overalls and it looks like work, you know. And there's an opportunity here with Legal Shield, and it's a massive opportunity. And maybe you don't have to put in, you know, or putting in the hard work here might get you a little bit more mileage. I feel like in my case, a lot more mileage. I'd never made more than, you know, maybe $30,000 in a year, and that was, you know, a year that I had worked a lot of, you know, 50, 60, 70 hours a week. I'd take any overtime that I could get and still clocked in maybe just under $30,000. But my first year inside of Legal Shield, it paid me $68,000. Now, it's not because I didn't work hard at my other job. I worked hard there. I got a picture on the wall, you know, and got a thumbs up, you know, for a week. I didn't get paid more money, though. It's nice here in Legal Shield that you can actually get paid more money. And, you know, so I started recognizing that I needed to surround myself around a group of people that had connections that I didn't have, that had experience that I didn't have, you know, and basically find people that just might be better at this than I am. And you know, I've always believed, you know, you don't need to be the best quarterback to have a great football team, right? If you own a football franchise, you don't have to be a great quarterback, but it wouldn't hurt you to find one. And you don't have to be, you know, 6'6", 300-pound, you know, defensive lineman, you know, but it wouldn't hurt to find some, you know, to rush that quarterback and to make this team stronger. You know, so I've always believed that recruiting can make for powerful teams, and I just applied that same philosophy here in Legal Shield as I decided to focus on recruiting. And, you know, I have a tool that I use, but over the years, I've just found that tools work. I've used DVDs. I've used websites. I've used sizzle calls where somebody can listen to a little recording. I've used emails. I've really feel like I've used the whole gambit. And I still use all of the above from time to time. But I would say that in any time that I was using a tool, I used the same tool, and I hope this is a tip that might help. I used the same tool probably 29 out of 30 times. You know, so I don't use sizzle calls really too much anymore. But it was very effective, and when that was my thing, I used it 29 out of 30 times. I became very proficient at using sizzle calls. And, you know, I wouldn't always send out emails to people, but, you know, and I wouldn't always, you know, give a DVD out. But you need to find the tool or the method of operation that works for you. And we want to all have a tool belt, but I think one of the dangers we have of having so many viable, amazing options with LegalShield is you don't really get great at the delivery system of whatever tool it is that you choose. So you probably want to find one that works for you and use it 99% of the time. You know, for me, what I'm using right now, which has just been an awesome help, is the Rapid Funnel application that you can download from the Google Play Store or the iTunes Store. That's not really the purpose or the topic that I'm covering. All tools work. You just want to find one that is, I wouldn't say all tools work, but the ones that I've mentioned, sizzle calls, DVDs, you know, emails or websites. You know, in this case, I'm using an application where all I've got to do is put their name, email, and basically push enter and decide whether I want to send them something on the opportunity or the membership. And when the person clicks on the link that I send them to, I get to see that link. But again, I don't want to get sidetracked on that. It's a great tool, just like all the other tools were great. You know, but that's the tool that I'm using. If I show 30 people this information, that's the tool that I use. And I know that the tool, the website or the DVD or the sizzle call or whatever tool it is that you're using, it's just a much more effective filter I've found than it is for, say, a new associate. We've got a new associate that just joined. And if you don't know what I'm talking about with the Rapid Funnel application, by the way, it's basically sending them a 10-minute website, sending them a video. So if you want to picture it that way, it's sending them an email with a 10-minute link. You know, you could just send that link directly if you want. But we have a new associate that just joined the team. He might be on the call tonight, but if he is, I hope he doesn't mind me sharing his story. But he's got a full ride scholarship to one of the universities here in Utah, and he came to a lunch for the first time on Saturday. This is the first time that he's ever seen a LegalShield presentation. He might have seen a tool before he showed up. He saw the little 10-minute video. So he liked what he saw in the video enough that piqued his interest to get him to ask a question to the new associate. The associate that brought him on board had been going in the business for about a month, and he's had some experience with LegalShield in the past, but on this, he's been working about a month. And he liked it enough that, he asked him a question, and the associate that's been around for a month got him on a three-way call, and they invited him out to a lunch. And he came out to the lunch. And at the lunch, he decided he had seen everything he needed to see, and he wanted to get started. So we use tools in order to get somebody really interested. It's our filter. And if they're interested, we use that to get them to a live event or, you know, even just a three-way call where you can have an expert help you know what is the next step for that prospect. And here he is. He showed up at the lunch, and he loved everything. He filled out the paperwork, paid for his associate agreement, and got started. And we gave him a tool that he could go home and use right away. We did a game plan interview. Fortunately, he had an extra 10 or 15 minutes to kind of go over a few steps. And all we did is, kind of go over a few things he would talk about on the first step document. We encouraged them to listen to, some audios and things like that. We told them a little bit about the schedule of what's coming up, but then we just let them know, hey, but all this really boils down to is how many people can you share the LegalShield story with? And how many people can you do that without talking about it? I don't know if these ratios are accurate across the board, but I'm just going to share my experience. If a new associate gets started and they tell 20 people about this, they explain it to them at the birthday party, they explain it to them at the restaurant, or they try to trap them in an elevator and just tell them everything they can before that door opens, I find you go about 1 in 20, maybe 1 in 30 if you're really coming off too strong. And so that's fair. At least you'll know. If you have 100 people on your list and you want to go try to explain all this to them, you might go about 1 in 20, and you still get maybe 3 or 4 recruits if you've got the endurance and the thick skin to make it past your 2 or 3 or 4 no's. But my experience is, if you're a new associate, you already don't know if you've made a good decision. You're trying to wonder whether you can really do this business or if you're good enough or if you're cut out for this or not. And you go and talk to 2 or 3 or 4 people, you don't get to 20 to find out your ratio is 1 in 20. You quit before you ever get there, usually, right? And so I like to set up my new associates with just that understanding that that is probably the number that you'll run into if you don't follow our system. Now, our system is much more efficient. Our system is, if you get somebody to show up to that luncheon, I think we could say pretty safely across the board, we're higher than a 50% conversion rate. And about 50% of the people who show up to a luncheon are going to buy a membership. In fact, throughout my career, I think I could more safely and even conservatively say that 70% of the people who show up to a lunch sign up. Because the people I invite to a luncheon, they've already seen a 10-minute video that piqued their interest. So they're not really coming to see if they like our idea. They already like our idea. Now they're coming to see the rest of the information. So if we're using tools and three-way calls to get people to events, I mean, you look at your ratios. Do I want to shoot for 1 in 20 or 1 in 30? Or do I want to shoot for, 5, 6, 7 out of 10? Say yes and sign up, and I get paid on them. In other words, if you know that that is the statistic that is normal in Legal Shield, then we got to start evaluating what skills we want to get good at. And the skill we want to get good at here in Legal Shield is simply putting butts in seats, whether that means that's a luncheon, whether that means it's a briefing in your local area, whether that's getting somebody on a three-way call. I believe people that my team put me on a three-way call with, in other words, they've had them watch a video, they called them back, asked them, what did you like best from what you saw? If that person asked a question or, just wanted some more information, or said anything positive, my associates are trained or they're being trained to get us on the phone with that person so we can do a three-way call. Not necessarily just me on the phone, but we've got other associates and other support team members, just somebody who can help guide that process. And I would say we sign up close to about, anywhere from 1 out of 3 to 1 out of 2 people that they put us on a three-way call with. So again, the ratios are just far higher. Now, I'm not going to sign them up on the three-way call, but we're going to invite them out to that briefing, or we're going to answer their questions, and if they've seen enough information, we're going to guide them right to that website and sign up right now. And so the system is just so efficient. If you learn, our job is to say nothing until we can say everything, to use the tools to pique their interest, and if they ask a question or they like what they saw, to use three-way calls and live events to answer their questions, not go into, a whole pitch on, exactly how to close this person. For me, learning that system, even though it wasn't necessarily using the tool that I'm using today, it was still using a tool. When they liked what they saw with the tool that I used, I put them on a three-way call. And when they saw third-party credibility and validation, and they were able to answer a couple questions and get very professional, quick answers from that third-party expert, I could get them to the live event. And when they came to the live event, the close ratio was just very high. And if I could teach that person to make a list and to launch their business and do the business the same way that I brought them in, well, now we're off to the races. This gentleman I started the story with, he left there knowing he needed to make a list, and he had already started with some names. And because the tool is such a simple tool, we downloaded the application before we left that restaurant. And we showed him how to open up the application. We got it all running for him. That took about 3 minutes. And then, we showed them the little button in the top right corner, which was just a plus button. This might just be giving somebody a website for them to see if you're not using this particular system. But all he did was push plus, name, email, and then he chose which information to send them, info on the membership or info on the opportunity, he pushed enter. And, he would call somebody up and ask permission before he ever sent it. It might sound something like, hey, John, how you doing? Great. Hey, listen, I just started working with this new company. I don't know if you'd be interested or not, John. I'm really excited about it. But either way, I just want you to know what I'm doing. Maybe you know some people we can help. And if I shot you a little 10-minute video, would you watch it and give me your honest feedback? I don't know if those are exactly his words, but you can see that he didn't call John up and say, hey, John, how you doing? Great. Hey, listen, John, this is why you need to have legal services, and you're going to die someday, so you definitely need to have, your kids and your will, and identity theft is the number one crime in America. I know you've lived all your life without it, but you need it now. All of a sudden, I mean, you might think you sound good. you might think you're saying the right stuff, but all John's thinking is, why are you trying to sell me something right now? You know, there's a very different conversation if you can just start this business out right. I mean, Dave Savula, I got something I want to show you. It'd take about 15 minutes. You may or may not be interested. He's not asking you. He's not telling you and selling you over the phone in this first conversation. In fact, he's taking away the number one objection before the objection ever comes up. You know what the number one objection is? I'm not interested. He already took that from him. They can't even say that because he said, I've got something I want to show you. You may or may not be interested. It'll only take about 15 minutes. But if you can take that concept, guys, and focus on setting appointments and using tools and setting appointments, what you'll find, that can be an appointment on following up on this website. That can be an appointment to meet them at the luncheon. But the point is we're not explaining the information right there, that unsolicited information. That is where most new associates go wrong. And here we have this new associate. All he knows is to not sell his friends, but to make sure every one of them knows what he does. There's a difference. You make a list of 100 people, you might quit after 4 or 5 names if you think you're trying to sell them all because you don't want to sell your friends, family, and neighbors. But if you know your goal is to just make sure 100 people know what you do, and so that they, if they know somebody that we can help, that they'll know how to send them our way. I mean, that's a very different mindset, and your new associate doesn't mind doing that. And that's the key to the business, I believe, is just getting this information in front of people. If you can find a tool that works for you, and if you can make that list, and if you can just go after that list as quickly as you can possibly do it, there's no reason to wait, 50 days to go through 100 people on your list. You can go through 100 people in 2 or 3 days. Why not launch your business? Why not make several hundred dollars your first day? Why not make maybe even $1,000 your first week? There's no reason not to. We can do it. We can launch. We've got the tools in place. We've got the experts, and we've got the systems, and we've got the events that can back it up, from that point forward. So, that's really what I wanted to share today, guys, is just launch our business. Let's get excited. There's some promotions on the table right now that just got me flat out, excited. We're running harder than we've ever run. Recruiting's higher than it's been in a very, very long time. I'm excited about, what the future is of the company, where our leadership's at, the things that we kind of get little hints of, hopping on those network vice president, those VP calls and some of the things that are going on and the $40,000 bonus that they threw on the table. And let me just throw this out there because I know some associates, you might think that that's not for you. You might have been in the business long enough and that just sounds too hard, or maybe you're new and you don't see yourself going full time. Let me just tell you, when it comes to 40 days until June 30th, so in other words, on May 20th, I've got 40 days to go. I am telling you right now, I'm going to try to recruit somebody, and I can tell them, hey, we got 40 days to get this $40,000 bonus, and we're going to get some excited people running, and you're going to probably see some people at convention walking stage that got that $40,000 bonus. So even if this bonus, they might have joined 40 days prior to the time of them walking. My point is even if you feel like the bonus may or may not be for you, it will be for somebody if you're willing just to go talk to enough people. If you would have put a carrot like that in front of me 8 years ago when I was broke, they put a $5,000 carrot in front of me if I could go recruit 10 people 3 months in a row. And I had never recruited more than 3 or 4 people in a month. And I went and got it. I got that $5,000 bonus. I did stuff that I had never done before. I had the success that I never had before. And I went out and got, I'd never seen $5,000 in my bank account one time in my life for my entire life. I'd never seen that amount of money there. If you would have put a $40,000 carrot in front of me and you would have given me, 50 days to go get it, I'm telling you, I would have run for that bonus. So I hope we're just out there. I hope that you're motivated and you're running for some form of that bonus yourself. But I also hope that you have the vision to understand that not everybody's circumstances might be the same as yours. And if you're willing just to share this information with enough people, I can tell you, you will get some people who will run for that $40,000 bonus with 40 days left, let alone right now. What are we at? 90, 120, what do we got? How many days do we got left? I mean, we've got a lot of ground that we can cover. in a short amount of time. And momentum is something that once you have it, you just can't even understand where all the memberships are coming from. Here we have this new associate who didn't know what he's doing. He shows the video to a couple people, and now he's already got people coming on board. He's been in the business for a few days. He's fast start qualifying, and he's showing those new associates how to basically just make a list and send 100 people this information and ask them, hey, would you give me your honest feedback if I sent this to you? And we're off to the races now with just another associate, and we're going to do it again and again and again and again. It's just a matter of how many times do you want to get up to bat? Because, you know, if you can't get on base if you don't get up to bat. And if you get on base, you got a good chance of scoring. Here's the great thing about Legal Shield. We get to choose how many times we get up to bat. You might only get on base 1 out of 10, but it doesn't matter. Get up to bat a lot, and you'll get on base a lot, and you will score a lot. And eventually you're going to find a superstar that joins your team that might go run for this bonus, why this opportunity's here. There's never been a better time to get excited about your Legal Shield business. So, guys, I appreciate the time once again, Mr. Moore. I'm going to just go ahead and turn the time back over to you.
You know, I tell you one thing, Ryan. Anybody that didn't enjoy this tonight's got a brain shortage. I'll tell you for sure. What great training, what great enthusiasm. It should be very easy for anybody on the call tonight to see why you're being so successful. And we thank you. We appreciate you very much. I'm going to turn it back to Randy or Jeremy and see if they have. But thank you over and over again, my friend.
Hey, thank you.
Ryan, this is Randy. I just want to tell you and Kate how much you mean to our team and how much we appreciate you and your leadership, and we're really looking forward to showcasing you to the rest of our team during our team event. So thank you so much, sir, for being on the call.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
All right, and I want to remind everyone that next Monday night our special guest speaker will be $500,000 ring earner, Mr. Mike Melia. If you've never heard of the Melia team or the Melias before, you definitely want to hear Mike. He is just an awesome trainer, and he does an awesome job. Mr. Moore, I guess that we've run out of time, so I'm going to turn it back over to you.
All I got to say is, Randy, thank everybody for being on. Remember a retreat, and my goodness, what great training we had tonight. God, family, Legal Shield, and good night.
Good night, everyone.